I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here to help you take your shot at what's happening now in the market because he's bringing us the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETF Trends. And if you want more information, you're going to go to ETFTrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFTrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But ETFTrends.com, his site, well, while it does focus on what is trending or what is not trending, it also gives you soup to nuts on everything that's happening in the ETF world. So if you want to be a better ETF investor, even if you're not a trend follower, there is plenty of stuff that is going to help you. And if you like the idea of following trends, well, more is the better. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
And it was great to see you in Chicago last week. But right now, let's get back to business. Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares QQQ ETF, ticker symbol QQQ.
It's the QQQ, the PowerShares QQQ ETF. This, of course, a play on the NASDAQ composite, which recently broke 6,000 for the first time. But, Tom, I have to assume that this is pure trend following because even if people don't have a QQQ ETF, well, you can't own any sort of plain vanilla traditional funds and not have plenty of exposure to the NASDAQ. So am I right? Like, pure, we're doing this on the trend following side, or is there more to it than that?
Well, it is, and also we're right in the middle of earnings season, and I think, Chuck, what's been going on is, especially in the technology sector, which makes up almost 60% of this ETF, we've seen better than expected earnings, better than expected growth, and when you look at some of the pillars in the tech sector, like Apple and Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Google, they're some of the biggest players in this ETF. And if you're trying to select one versus the other, it's a nightmare. You're banging your head against the wall. So here's another case where if you're trying to get a growth bent on your portfolio because you like the way the market's looking, you like the way technology's looking, you like the way digital and internet strategies are looking, we haven't talked about the QQQs in a long time. It was the right time to bring it up, especially as people are really cheering on the NASDAQ, as you say, as it's hitting new highs.
That said, when you and I talk about index funds, we go and ETFs, we go to a lot of smart beta constructions and all this other sort of stuff. This is classic legacy index. So we like it better in this form than any other?
It is a cap-weighted index. And when you look at it, in this case, it worked. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, these have been big components of this index for a long period of time. And you know what? Those stocks have been moving a lot more than some of the conventional technology stocks. So, listen, we can talk about all the pros and cons of smart beta. Definitely there's some advantages in equal weighting strategies. But traditional indices like the S&P 500, for example, it's been really, really tough to beat the S&P 500 in the last 9 years since the end of the financial crisis. All fund managers have been trying to do it. Even smart beta strategies have been trying to do it. Very, very few have been successful with the idea that, you know, cap-weighted strategies over long-term uptrends do quite well. You know, in this case, it's a heck of a lot more focused. So as you look at your portfolio and you say, gee, I really do like the pro-growth strategy. I like having an overweight in technology, especially in some of the bellwether technology companies like we've talked about. So this QQQ really is for those investors who are looking to maybe overweight in technology, number one. If you like trend following and you've got the ability to pay some attention to your portfolio on a regular basis, but you've got some cash on the sidelines, here's an opportunity to put something in as it's above its 200-day average. Keep an eye on the 200-day average, because when things head south, and I'll tell you, during the financial crisis, you look at the NASDAQ 100 compared to the S&P 500. S&P was down over 50%. NASDAQ was down over 70%. So it can be more volatile for sure. But during times when things are good, especially with these companies that we've talked about, it might be an idea to overweight.
Does that also mean that if the market takes a turn for the worse and we wind up seeing it fall below its 200-day moving average, that we're going to trend out of this? Or because it is big, brand name and everything else, this is one that we're going to consider it a core tilt because we like those tech names?
Well, I'll tell you, Chuck, when you have a 9-year bull market and the trend has virtually been up the whole period of time, it's nice to pat yourself on the back and feel real good about it. But it's also important to understand what your plan is if things head south. So if you've never followed long-term trends before, this is a perfect time to do some homework, get to know them, have some type of strategy in place, that if major indices like the NASDAQ 100 or like the S&P 500 happen to go below their trend line, it might be a good idea to have some plan to take something off the table. You don't want to do it after we've already had a 20% correction.
It's the PowerShares QQQ ETF. It's ticker symbol QQQ. And you just heard Tom give you all the good reasons why. If you're looking to tilt your portfolio a little bit, this is a classic kind of play. And if you want more information, whether it's on trend following, tilting your portfolio, the right ways to do it, the ETFs to use, or anything that's happening in the ETF world, then check out Tom's site. It's ETFtrends.com. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can follow Tom Lydon on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and ETF Trends is at ETF Trends.